are.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. We thank you for tuning in. Our big three stories this morning, $100 bonuses go to those getting vaccines for the first time here in the city today. How about the rest of us? That should be retroactive, Michael. What's the deal with that? Alice Stockton Rossini is going to check it out to see if anyone's biting, and we'll hear from her at 8:50. Meanwhile, Mayor de Blasio says he's going to update the city's indoor mask guidance and vaccination rules on Monday. Well, what's he going to come up with? I don't know. Well, he might say you can't go to restaurants. Unless, you know, that's what they're doing in Paris.
End. I mean, that is the end. If he does that, that's the end of the restaurant business. Folks, we got to move on with our lives. We can't live in this crazy pandemic cycle that all the liberals want us to live in for the rest of our lives. Get on with your life.
You sound like Kevin McCarthy, to which Nancy Pelosi said, he's a moron. Hey, also in the big three, hi, Michael, you're not smiling. Also in the big three, the president says federal workers must be vaccinated or tested regularly, and they must wear masks indoors. And he also wants states to do what de Blasio's doing, $100 incentives for the unvaccinated. And the question is, did he go far enough? We're going to talk to Rich Lowry in just a moment from the National Review. And rounding out the big three, fascinating story, a war breaking out in Hollywood. Superstar actress Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. You don't normally see a star taking on a big company, you know, biting the hand that feeds you out there. But this is the dispute is over the highly successful movie Black Widow. It sounds like she has a good case. She's claiming that because it was released both in theaters and on stream, she said it was only supposed to be released in theaters, and that's what her pay was going to be based on. More people that saw it in theaters, the more money she would make. And because it was also streamed at the same time, cut down, she says, what happened at movies, and therefore she got screwed when it comes to getting paid. Well, Disney claims the case has no merit. We're going to talk to our movie guy, Joe Neumeier, coming up at 9:35. And coming up after the news at 9, another edition of Tag Team Trivia. And Michael is well in the lead here. Joe is going to be our MC. And have you had a chance to peruse the questions, Joe?
I'm going to give the little bit of an edge to you, Len.
Well, that'd be good. I could use the help. Got sports questions there?
No sports, no.
No. Oh, well, then why do I get the edge?
Yeah, why does he get the edge?
Because I think Michael's are a little tougher.
Okay.
I can handle it.
Well, we shall see. Michael and I will team up with listeners. He happens to be in the lead, 7-2. And we'll see if I can close the gap starting an hour from now. Hey, let's bring in our buddy Rich Lowry. He's the editor-in-chief of the National Review. And Rich, I'm curious. I mean, we got a lot to discuss, but I'm curious about Biden's speech yesterday. He was criticized, of all places, on CNN. You know, he said, well, he wants all federal employees to be vaccinated or tested. And they were suggesting on CNN, well, he could have said, if you don't get vaccinated, you get fired. So the question is, did he go far enough?
Well, I'm not a fan of vaccine mandates. I think everyone who doesn't have some very good reason should get vaccinated. It's kind of king's cure to the pandemic, but I suppose you have the power to do this. I haven't looked up the legalities of it, but it's mostly symbolic. I mean, you know, how many federal workers are there? There's really federal workers that are driving the pandemic. I think directionally, just urging people in the strongest possible terms is the correct thing to do. Just the problem is if you haven't convinced people now, you know, how are you gonna convince them? So I think that's the conundrum we're in.
Right, but Rich, here's the thing that concerns me, okay? I just feel in my soul that there's something about this health scare, the pandemic, that liberals love. It gives them the chance to control our lives, and that is fundamentally what they want to do for all of us.
Yes, sure. I mean, that's the heart of progressivism, is the belief in expert rule, and the experts kind of tell us what to do. They know better than we do, and we bow down and obey. And that is something to guard against. The experts have often been wrong in this pandemic. You know, you look at just various things that Anthony Fauci has said. They've been inconsistent at times. They've been deliberately dishonest to try to kind of play public opinion and convince people to do what he what he wants, and that's kind of been discrediting. So there's no doubt that they like the idea that scientists are telling us what to do. Now, that doesn't mean the scientists are wrong all the time. I think we've finally settled on something that, in my mind, is indubitably true. Get the vaccine, and this pandemic will be crushed.
And Rich,
yeah.
David Halberstam's great book with the ironic title, The Best and the Brightest, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, you know, great history of the Vietnam War, where we had lots of people with short haircuts and rulers in their pockets who thought they could kind of use math and expertise to figure out how to win the Vietnam War, and it didn't work out very well.
Hey, Rich, what'd you make out of the January 6th commission? I thought those police officers were very compelling, and it was heartbreaking, and they were just basically swatted away by the people on the right. What did you make of it?
I don't think we learned anything new, but sure, it was emotional to hear from those guys, and they were doing battle with the vanguard of that mob that was very determined to break into the Capitol. Now, I think there were various categories of people who were there on January 6th. There's the vanguard who was dressed for battle and ready to go and fought their way in. Then there are the kind of the bystander types who came in at the end, who weren't quite aware of what was going on, should never have gone in the Capitol, but in some cases, were amazingly kind of waved into the Capitol and walked through the velvet rope lines, taking selfies and videos. And then there are people milling around outside. But that vanguard, it was dangerous. Those are the people we should be going after and prosecuting to the utmost. And I just don't like mobs. I like cops. I don't care whether they're Capitol Hill police or New York City police. And I hate disorder. So I'm never going to defend what happened on January 6th or minimize it.
Hey, Rich, you were a big supporter of Ron DeSantis, who I thought did a good job down in Florida early on in the pandemic. He kind of kept the economy open, but, kept the cases down. But now the cases are spiking there. Is that going to ruin his chances to be the Republican nominee for president in 3 years?
No. I think that the thing is with Delta, cases isn't necessarily the metric. You'd prefer to have no cases, right? But we're never going to have no cases. The thing to look at is hospitalizations and deaths. And if you're getting most elderly and immunocompromised people vaccinated, the deaths aren't going to track with the cases the way they were at the beginning of the pandemic. And I think that's the case right now. And that's the good news. We wouldn't want to have the spike at all. We'd prefer that, 80% of people were vaccinated instead of whatever we're at now, 69% of people with one jab. But I doubt Florida is going to collapse into a disaster area. But this is something liberals have been hoping for from the beginning and saying it's going to happen from the beginning in Florida, although DeSantis has done a pretty good job, I think, during the whole pandemic, realizing there was a balance, right? You just couldn't, there are downsides to lockdowns economically, mental health-wise, in terms of opioid overdose, and I think he got the balance right.
Hey, before we run, I just want to, for example, Biden says yesterday,
people are dying and will die who don't have to die.
So, and I play that because anytime I play a Biden soundbite around here, I have a couple of co-hosts and news guys here who just start groaning and rolling their eyes. I mean, what's wrong with Biden? He sounds good.
Oh my God, he's out of, Glenn, he's mentally in.
What are you laughing about, Rich?
It's a little weird thing. He does this sort of stage whisper now a lot. He was doing that a little bit there. But look, I mean, on this, he's right. People should get vaccinated. They just should. And a lot of Republicans, they're hesitant to say it, or they'll hide whether they got vaccinated. You have Republican congressmen who won't say one way or the other. And it's just, this is Trump. There was a massive success here on the part of Donald Trump. Operation Warp Speed was his project, and it succeeded. Yep. And I just don't get why people who are, they're if you're pregnant, you're going to get pregnant, you're nursing, kids, you have some medical condition. I understand why you're not getting it. No one should force you to get it. But most of us, it's just, to me, it seems such an easy call.
Rich Lowry, Editor-in-Chief, National Review. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Rich.
Take care, Rich.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Go Yankees.
When we get back, we've got the money war in Hollywood. It's star actress Scarlett Johansson taking on Disney. You don't often see that kind of battle royale. It's coming up next. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival's back. September 17th and 18th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage. Live performances by Cheap Trick and Coldplay, Journey, Maroon 5, and more. Now's your chance to buy tickets at AXS.com. Get them now before they sell out. All the info is at iHeartRadio.com/festival.
We've got some entertainment news here, but before we get to Scarlett Johansson, this is a fascinating lawsuit that she has against Disney. I got to tell you that the whole creepy movie thing that we've been doing, people are sending me recommendations of creepy movies right and left on our Facebook page, 710WOR, also to my email. And here are two, and I happen to take a look at a couple of scenes from them. All right, Misery. Remember Misery with Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates and James Caan,
And do you remember the scene, Natalie, where she puts the block of wood between James Caan's...
I'll give you a big no on that, because I do not, will not, never watch a creepy movie.
Well, Joe, have you seen that movie where Kathy Bates puts the block of wood between James Caan's feet and then she takes the sledgehammer?
It hurts to watch, yes.
It does. Oh, my God, you can't. It does. I mean, I just watched it on YouTube, oh, my God, it's terrifying. And the other one that people are telling me about is, remember, again, Stephen King, because he's the best of the best, Pet Cemetery. Remember Pet Cemetery? Hello?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that one.
No.
Nobody knows it?
You don't know Pet Cemetery? Are you kidding?
Just throw out some more questions, Michael, because the response is just overwhelming. Just...
But Natalie, they don't play know Misty Pet
for me. Someone said play Misty for me. That was a good one. Jessica Walter, Clint Eastwood.
It's great, but come on, Len and Joe. Natalie, they don't know Pet Cemetery. So here's the
It's another Stephen King novel, correct?
Right.
This is the basic plot of Pet Cemetery, okay? A nice family, they move into a home in Maine, and there's an old cemetery where they say if you bury your pets there, they come back at midnight. The cat dies, they bury the cat. The cat
comes sounds
back.
Great. Yeah, feel good movie this summer.
Their kid gets hit by a truck. Remember that, Natalie? They bury him. Fun.
Good times.
You remember, I do not, will not, never watch those movies. There you go. Nope.
And at the very end, when his wife dies and
he's
buries
gonna
her.
He's going to keep going, Natalie. He's not going to stop.
And she comes back and she puts her hand on his shoulder and says, darling. And the dirt falls out of her mouth. Creeping myself out here. This is weird. I don't know. All right. So, anyway, Scarlett Johansson.
You're having a good time.
Did you enjoy? Yeah, he enjoyed that.
Exactly. Okay, fine.
Look, give us a call, folks. I mean,
self-pleasuring on the part of Michael.
How can Len and Joe not know Pet Sematary? I mean, it was one of the best-selling novels of all time. If Stephen King at his height in 1983.
And there's a lot of books and movies out there, Michael. We just can't watch all and read all of them. That's all.
All right, so Scarlett Johansson, and this is kind of interesting, she's suing Disney, all right, because she's in Black Widow, and her contract, her salary is based on the fact that the movie was going to be released in movie theaters, right?
Right, she'd get a cut. Right.
She would get a cut of the box office gross. Well, because of the pandemic, Disney has now decided to release it on Disney Plus, their streaming service, and they're not cutting her in.
Right.
And the movies, but they're not cutting her in on the streaming service. I think she has a very good case.
Yeah, I do too. She says it's cost her millions. Now, let me read you the Disney response. She says that no merit whatsoever to the filing. The lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the pandemic. Well, that has nothing to do with it. Disney has fully complied with Ms. Johansson's contract, and furthermore, the release of Black Widow on Disney with Premier Access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn additional compensation on top of the $20 million she's received to date. So this is going to be... That's some lawsuit. You don't normally see an individual star taking on a huge movie studio. That's very unusual. And I think it's going to get a lot of attention. And a lot of people are keeping quiet in Hollywood. They don't want to step on anyone's toes. They don't want to upset her. They don't want to upset Disney. And this is going to be we'll talk to Joe Neumeyer about it, our movie guy, at 9:35. This has a lot of ramifications. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
She's claiming, though, Len, by releasing it on Disney Plus, that she's going to lose $50 million.
Well, maybe. You know, I don't know what her cut was or what it was supposed to be from the... That's crazy. And I think she has a good case on the surface of it, but, you know, Disney just seems to be swatting it away. So, bears Look, watching shit.
She made the movie with good faith before the pandemic, okay? And if you have to arrange things in a new way because of the pandemic, she should still be entitled to her compensation there, I think.
Well, I think so,
That's
too.
That's my feeling, but I'm not a lawyer, so. All right, news time. Joe Bartlett, 8:30. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Mayor de Blasio says more restrictions are on the way, going to announce them on Monday, and he says too many people are refusing to get vaccinated.
If people still hesitate, we're going to be climbing that ladder faster and more. So I think you're going to see, in short order, more and more activities be only for vaccinated folks.
All right, big tough guy there. Mayor de Blasio is calling on businesses to follow the lead of restaurateur Danny Meyer. He's requiring workers and customers to be vaccinated. President Biden says federal workers who refuse to get vaccinated will face restrictions. They'll be tested weekly, have to wear a mask indoors, and they'll have to social distance. He says everybody needs to get vaccinated.
With freedom comes responsibility. God. Your decision to be unvaccinated impacts someone else. Come on. Unvaccinated people spread the virus.
All right.
Why do you do that? Every time he talks, you go, oh, good.
Because he did.
Grow up, Michael, will you?
No, God, it sounds like somebody wrote his. It just sounds like somebody wrote the cue card. They put it in. Joe? Somebody wrote the cue card. They put it in front of him. He has no idea what he's saying.
It's definitely written for him. And the problem is he kind of falls asleep in between.
No president's ever had anything written. Well, that's a first. There's a first in American history that a president had something written for him by writers.
Yeah, but very often those presidents, you know, there's a lot of prepared scripts, Len, but occasionally they'll go off the record or, you know, speak extemporaneously. This guy can't do it. Anyway, the reason behind all of this here is there's a new CDC report out that says the Delta variant of COVID is just as contagious as chickenpox, and it can be spread by the vaccinated just as easily as the unvaccinated. And speaking of all of this, Broadway's announced some new health safety protocols. All actors and crew members have to be fully vaccinated to be on the job. Think that's going to be a problem, Michael?
It's going to be a very big problem because I know some actors who are Christian scientists, and they're already fighting against it. So it's going to be an ugly, ugly situation on Broadway, I'm telling you.
All right, the Vessel at Hudson Yards may close permanently now after another suicide. 14-year-old boy jumped to his death yesterday afternoon in front of his family. It's now closed indefinitely. The developer says it may never reopen. It's the fourth suicide in the last 2 years. Finally here, for Dolly Parton, it's the gift that just keeps on giving. I know that's not Dolly Parton, right? We're going to say
that's Whitney Houston, but Dolly wrote that. She wrote the song.
She wrote that song?
Yes, she did.
She wrote the song.
Okay, I just won tag team trivia. Thank you very much.
Okay. If only they were that easy, Len, but anyway.
So you're taking a shot at me that I never said anything. Yeah, Len, I know it's not Dolly Parton.
It's a little rude, Joe.
What did I do? I'm sitting here in my den, minding my own business, and you're picking on me, Bartlett.
Wearing your cap,
you're such an easy target. Anyway, obviously that was written by Dolly Parton. Even Len knew it. But
even Len. Not that funny, Michael. It really isn't. And what are you up to there?
Joe Bartlett.
I mean, what are you pulling there?
Well, anyway, the point of the story is Dolly says that she made $10 million from the song just in the 90s when it was a hit. She's continuing to collect paychecks. Her version was a hit, but she really never made a lot of money with it. And interesting aspect here, she says back in 1974, she backed out of a deal where Elvis would have recorded that song. Wow. But he wanted to take half of the rights to the song, and she never made that deal.
Yeah. She was smart. Was
hey, our news this morning brought you by Trinity Rehab, 24 locations throughout New Jersey.
And guess who picked that song for Whitney Houston?
Oh, Clive Davis.
You got it. Bingo. He made a lot of money on that one, too. Yep. All right, up next, it's Open Phones Friday. Whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you guys. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Do you have some creepy movies that you really like that we haven't discussed yet? Call us about that. What do you think about these vaccine mandates, mask mandates? Are you guys concerned that our freedoms are going to be trampled by all these progressives who want us to go back to wearing masks? Give us a call. Are you concerned about the CDC and all those bureaucrats who said, you know, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, this, that, and the other thing? I don't know, folks. I think our freedoms are going to be trampled upon. Give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. It's Open Phones Friday. Coming up next.
We do it every week at this time. It's Open Phones Friday, 800-321-0710. Anything that you want to talk about, give us a call. Michael's got you all ginned up on masks and taking away your freedoms and whatever you want to talk about. So give us a call, 800-321-0710. Joe, was there something that happened in the soccer game? Joe's watching Olympic soccer.
The Netherlands had a penalty kick with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And this is the women's play, and the American goaltender blocked it, so it's still 2-2.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So it's still 2-2. But if the U.S. loses, they're out. I mean, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Women's soccer, Joe's all over it. All right, let's go to John in Brooklyn. Get us going, John. What's up?
Hey, guys. Ex-military here. I just wanted to comment on two subjects at the same point. One, since the lady at the MTA increased in asking police significance, I've seen greater police patrols on the subway. I've seen more people, in fact, on the subway in the morning around 4:00 a.m. And it's safer. And all the police that I've seen in the last month and a half do not and have not been wearing masks. In fact, the two police officers I saw on Friday that were riding on the subway with us were not wearing masks. When I get on the subway, I take a drink, I open the drink, pull down my mask or take it off, and slowly drink my drink along the ride so I don't have to wear a mask. I feel absolutely safe.
Yep. All right. And John, what are you drinking, John?
Hope it's something good.
I usually drink a San Pellegrino seltzer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, John. Thanks.
A little
good call. Appreciate it.
You'll more fun, but you know, I gotta say, Len, John is right, because I was on the subway too. The police are down there, and God, I love the police, but they're not wearing the masks. So, all right, let's go to another Brooklyn boy, Eric in Brooklyn. How are you, Eric? What's on your mind?
Is this Eric Adams?
No, Eric Adams. Good morning, Len. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Michael, listen to me when I tell you. You're gonna praise me for this. The autopsy of Jane Doe.
It is
really creepy and scary.
Yep.
100%. It'll have your hair standing on end.
Yep. Have not seen that one in a long time, but that is really
creepy. Brian Cox is in it, and he's a wonderful actor in there. And it's a really, really, really creepy movie. It's not gory. It's just creepy. It'll freak you out.
And also, Eric, remember Brian Cox, who's a friend of mine, a great actor. He was in the very first Hannibal Lecter movie before Silence of the Lambs. What was that movie called? Manhunter. Remember Manhunter?
Yes. That years ago.
Brian Cox in that? Seriously.
Well, this movie, you will praise him for this movie. It is wonderfully made. Everything. It is such a creepy ride. Trust me when I tell you. If you see it with your fiance, she'll be on you. Like, forget about it.
That's a good thing then. Yeah, draw people closer together. Thanks, Eric.
I'm not so sure I want her on me.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want that. There you go. Anyway, you can go to our Facebook page, 710WOR. We're talking about creepy movies. Hey, we're going international. John's in Canada. Where are you in Canada, John?
Bonjour from Canada. I'm in Montreal.
Oh, good. Montreal. Oh, yeah, almost had a chance at the Stanley Cup. Not quite. All right, go ahead.
That's about
it.
You've
called before, John. I remember you from Montreal. You've called before.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I just wanted to talk about our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. I don't know if you knew this, but he is the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro.
Really? All right, John. Called all the way from Montreal to tell us that, huh?
No.
What are you drinking on the subway, John?
Yeah, what are you... John, come back to us, John.
I don't take the subway. And by the way, the creepiest movie I ever saw was my own sex tape. So,
John, what are the better calls we've had? Keep up the good work.
Au revoir.
Thanks.
Au revoir, John. Natalie, this is getting kind of creepy, I got to say. This is too weird for me. Okay. All right, let's go to Don in Huntington. How are you, Don?
Hey, Don.
Well, after those calls, I hate to say something serious, but I just want to refute the big lie, and that is from people like Rich Lowry and Michael Riedel, that liberals want to control everything. It's not liberals that want to force women to have babies when they can't afford to and can't support them. It's not liberals who want to force people to pray in school or to read sanitized versions of our history. It's conservatives who want to force people into conformity. Liberals want to help people live more fulfilled lives, and they want to include people that conservatives want to disclude. Conservatives is a philosophy based on hate, greed, and selfishness. Wow. And I detest it.
Don.
Take it,
Don,
Michael.
Don, why do you listen to us on WOR? I mean, you sound like an NPR
Len
guy.
Len is very funny. Because Len is very funny, and I like him very much, and you are barely tolerable.
Whoa, I love you, Don. Can we clone you? I mean, can we get, like, maybe a million more of you, and then I'll be equal with Michael?
Well, I don't have any children yet, but when I do, I'll indoctrinate them.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. I am funny, Michael. You see that? I don't get enough credit
around
here.
You're funny because I made you funny. You weren't funny until I came on the show. Now you're funny. So.
All right, let's coming up next. Thanks, guys. Great calls, especially the one from Canada. Can't top that one. Coming up next, Alice Stockton Rossini, $100 to the unvaccinated today. Is anyone biting? We'll find out from Alice coming up next.
Well, Mayor de Blasio says if you get a vaccine, you're going to get $100, a debit card for $100. Alice Stockton Rossini, she's at the Brooklyn Armory, which has a 24-hour vaccine site, and she's talking to people. And Alice, are they lining up to get the $100, or just lining up because they want the vaccine so that they don't get COVID?
Michael, there is no line. They are trickling into the Brooklyn Armory, and I would say only within the last hour or so, there was like nobody here early this morning. And about that big $100 incentive.
Not a clue. I think it's wonderful. More people need to come out. It's a great incentive, I think, though.
Yeah.
It's really nice. That's cool. But that they need to get the word out more.
I know.
I think this place probably had like about 500 people already lined up, had a lot of people known.
So people don't know?
No, they didn't know. So the people that were here or are here, they're getting vaccinated anyway. Even the security guard, I said, so what do you think? You know, going to need more security today? He said, why? I go, you know, the big $100 incentive. What $100 incentive? Okay, so the question is, would they line up? Would they line up?
Alice,
they get a notice?
Alice, it tells you that no one pays attention to anything that de Blasio says, period.
Nobody I know it's
lunatic.
It's very concerning. I don't know, but would they line up anyway? I mean, I talked to a homeless guy that was kicking his knee on the street, and he wasn't even sure.
Show me the $100 first. I'm still thinking about it.
So it may not be enough.
May not. I know people who have died from the vaccine.
What would it take for you to get the vaccine?
Good question. I don't know.
You offered maybe 2-year tuition, 4-year tuition. I'd consider it.
Well,
but $100. No, thank you. I'm just saying. So $100 is a drop in the bucket, and they know it. If they do something like that, I think more people would consider it.
Boy, tough negotiations going on, huh?
I know, right? I mean, and it's not $100. You get like a prepaid card, and you either get it right after you get vaccinated, or they're going to mail it to you. Now, Ethel wants a guarantee that if there are side effects, that the government's going to pay for it.
At the long run, it's going to be side effects, and nobody's going to be responsible. So that's what I'm concerned about it.
Even if I give you $100?
$100 is nothing. If it were $100,000, maybe I'll do it. $100 is a pennies. What happened in 5 years, 2 years, what my body's going to react to maybe illness that they didn't even know about it, how to treat it. This is a big concern for us because we are providing our bodies for, I don't know what kind of experiment, and they're not responsible.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say other than,
But Len, I have to say,
I mean,
you and I are making a living here, but $100 is $100. I'm not turning my nose up.
Yeah, I mean, these people are saying $100 is nothing.
nothing.
I know.
I mean, Joe, would you take $100? Come on, it's $100.
Yeah.
It pays for a nice dinner.
$100.
Yeah, sure.
I know. They're like, $100.
You guys, we're talking about New York City. What's $100 going to buy you in New York City when, you know, you've got friends telling you that, you know, they couldn't walk for a week after they got vaccinated? Another woman told me, you know, she had a friend who had heart problems and headaches. I mean, I don't know. It will be interesting to see how many people say, all right, I'm going to take that shot for the money.
Honestly, there are people who are going to be on the middle of the road. I'm like, do I really want to get vaccinated? Oh, you're giving me $100? Sure. Hardcore people who don't want to get vaccinated, it's not going to change their minds.
No, because it's not about the money for me. To me, there's not enough study.
$100.
$100. I was like, $100,000. I was like, wow, maybe I should get vaccinated again.
That's too much, I think. $100? Even people who does vaccinated might go back and get $100 and say they were not vaccinated.
If I didn't have it, yeah.
Just to be safe, I got it. My life is worth more.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Some guys think it's a lot of money, $100. They'll go back and lie and say they haven't been vaccinated just to get it.
Yeah, and then there, you know, what about the people who already got vaccinated just looked at me like, really? Why are they giving money to people who are causing the problem? They are the problem. Why can't I get $100? Why don't you give $100 to the people who already got the vaccine? And then other people are like, well, where's this? How's the city paying for this? Like, if a bunch of people, lot of people, just how are they going to?
That's a good question. Yep. I don't know, Len. I mean, I remember when $100 went a long way in this city. I mean, I used to
think $100 was a lot of money.
Come on. In New York City, you guys are kidding me.
No, come on. I knew what I could do with $100 back in the day, Alice. Come on. You know that.
We're talking about today, Michael. Today. What are you going to do with $100 today? Think about it.
I'll figure it out. Trust me. All right. Thanks, Alice.
See you Monday. See you later.
Thanks, Alice. Have a good weekend.
All right. Up next is the moment you've all been waiting for all week long. It's Tag Team Trivia. I'm cleaning Len's clock 7 to 2. Let's make it 8 to 2. Tag Team Trivia coming up next. Now the news, 9 o'clock.